Hello, my name is Greg Laws, founder of Open Mind Training and a master practitioner and internationally accredited trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. NLP is a framework of insights and skills which tap into your unconscious mind and help you run your life more successfully. Travelodge research shows that stress is one of the major causes of sleep deprivation in the UK. I've recorded the Stress Relief Nodcast on behalf of Travelodge to enhance your life and work skills while you sleep. To listen to this Nodcast, you should be in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and notice how you are starting to relax. Starting with your feet and moving up to your legs. Your legs are feeling relaxed. Now your body feels relaxed, and your arms are relaxed. Your neck starts to feel relaxed, and even your face is relaxed. You feel wonderfully relaxed. Now imagine yourself somewhere in nature, standing on top of a hill. Look around you. What can you see? Look all around you. Now listen carefully. What do you hear? Where is the sound coming from? What do you feel? And where do you feel this? Can you smell or taste anything? Now I want you to start walking down the hill. And as you walk down the hill, look around you and listen. You're winding your way down the hill. What do you notice? What is in the distance? Keep going down to the bottom. What is here, down at the bottom of the hill? Look left and right and listen carefully. How does that feel? Now I want you to think about work. Are you stressed at work? Where is that feeling? How is it different to your relaxed feeling? Do you know that half of British people lie awake at night worrying about work? We worry more about work problems than we do about financial worries or family problems. It doesn't have to be that way. Do you have difficulty sleeping? Do you have a loss of enthusiasm? Do you overeat or undereat? Are you accident prone? Or do you become tearful easily? All of these could be your body telling you that you must get rid of stress. The difference between your stressed feeling and your relaxed feeling is your belief of whether you can cope. Think about the amount of stuff that you have to do. Now think about how equipped you feel to cope with all that stuff. What knowledge do you have? Do you have enough time? Do you have the confidence? How does thinking about that make you feel? Does it leave you stressed or does it leave you relaxed? If you're feeling stressed, you need to reduce your workload or you need to gather more resources. You need to be stronger. It really is that easy. Let's try something to build your resources and your confidence. Keeping your eyes closed, allow your mind to wander for a while. Think of all the things you'd like to do with your life. Think of the really big things that really matter to you. Have you thought of those? Now choose one of them. What is this goal that you have? How far into the future will you achieve it? Will it take a few months or will it take years from now? How many years? Now think of how much of it you want. Think of having achieved all of it, the whole dream. What is that like? What does it feel like? What does it look like when you're there? What sounds do you hear? Can you smell or taste anything? Now leave the dream and come back to your current life. Pause for a moment and look around. What do you see now? How does this feel? What can you hear? Think about your current situation. What is that like? What are you doing in this situation? Where are you doing this? Who else is involved? And how does this feel? Now I want you to go to a fantasy world, an amazing place where you can create anything. You are like a magician, and your creative mind is all powerful. Now on your left is the old you, doing what you've done before. Can you see that? On your right is the new you, the dream you created earlier. See what that is like. Now get creative. Imagine all the things you could do to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. Think of them now. Let your mind wander. Wonder at the amazing things that you can create. As these options reveal themselves, welcome them in. Think of more options, more wonderful ways to get to your dream. Can you see how these options will help you to get to your dream? How confident do you feel now? How excited are you to move forward towards the dream? Add all the options to the dream, making it stronger. Push the dream out onto the horizon and watch what happens to it as you add the options. See how it gets stronger and stronger and brighter and more vibrant. You feel drawn to this dream as if connected to it by an enormous elastic band. It is getting even stronger and you can't hold it back. Now let it go and step right into the dream. Feel the full power of the dream. Look around at how amazing this is. Listen to the sounds, smell it, taste it, and feel it. Now come back to your current reality. The dream is now real, just within reach. What is the first thing you're going to do towards achieving this dream? Any small thing is good enough. When will you do this first small thing? Commit yourself. As you feel that sense of anticipation to do this thing, I want you to start coming back from the dream into your room. Take a deep breath and on the count of five, you will open your eyes. One, you are climbing the hill again. Two, you're nearly halfway. Three, you can hear the sounds in your room again. Four, you're almost at the top of the hill. Five, open your eyes now and look around you. That's good. How do you feel? When you sleep tonight, remember your dream. It's just one small step away. You can do it and have a wonderful, stress-free sleep.